Today, the Tampa City Council set a workshop to explore options for how the city's treated wastewater will be used. 55 million gallons of the water is dumped into Tampa Bay every day. Councilmember John Dingfelder opposes treating it to be used as drinking water.
I think you can sugarcoat it all you want, but I think at the end of the day, it is toilet to tap. The bottom line on this is that this is not, okay, we're talking about putting this water, taking it out of our treatment plant, our sewer water treatment plant, and putting it up in our bypass canal and in our drinking reservoir. Those are relatively, let me just say, these are relatively small bodies of water. These are not the Mississippi River. These are not Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay, you have a dilution factor of probably trillions of gallons of water. We've heard words bouncing around about pesticides, hormones, endocrines, chemicals, okay? The longer we live, the more we know about the effects of these things, and the more we know that we aren't taking these things out of our water.
But others on the council, including Charlie Miranda, are interested in exploring all options with the water. Miranda held up a flask of discolored water and threatened to run for county commission.
I have no desire to seek office, but I just may seek an office in the county commission so I can use this issue as to see where the public really stands. I have no desire to seek office again, but I do have a desire to tell the public the facts. I don't know of one public, one individual in this country who has died from what has been said. This is your river water. Take a good look at it. This has got bird droppings, alligator scales, not to call it something else, human feces, wastewater, dump water, tires, transmissions, whole cars, boats that have sunk, oil that has come, maybe bodies, you're right. So what I'm saying is, this is what you're drinking now. This is not what it comes out, because this city of Tampa has a fantastic water department that gives you the best water quality for the buck.
Dingfelder asked Tampa's Administrator of Public Works and Utility Services, Steve Dagnalt, what the city administration recommends doing with the treated wastewater.
My recommendation today is what I said previously, and that is, I think that there's a lot of information that needs to be made available for people to make a good decision.
Councilwoman Moore.
Well, you didn't really answer the question. Well, let me, what is the mayor's position on taking this to the voters?
Sir, respectfully, you're going to have to ask the mayor that. I'm just telling you my position.
You haven't had a discussion with her, and she's not sending you as her speaker today?
I'm not speaking for the mayor today.
All right. No. Well, that's unusual. Thank you.